From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Democrats remain divided on health care legislation that President Obama wants passed by Congress, but before the August recess. One group of moderate and conservative Democrats is concerned about the price tag of the legislation and are calling for additional cost savings. The president says he wants legislation that expands coverage and helps bring down costs. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke has presented his semi-annual report on the economy to Congress. Bernanke says despite some glimmers of hope, the recovery will be slow. NPR's John Itzty reports.
Bernanke said the economy's rate of decline has slowed significantly, and he said there are signs of stabilization. But the Fed chairman said the country is in for a long haul before things get back to normal.
Because even though if the economy begins to turn up in terms of production, unemployment is going to stay high for quite a while, and so it's not going to feel like a really strong economy.
Bernanke also reassured lawmakers that once the economy begins to recover, the Fed has the tools to remove the massive stimulus it's injected to fight the financial crisis and recession. Investors and lawmakers have expressed concern that the Fed will leave stimulative monetary policy in place too long and spark damaging inflation. Bernanke acknowledged that choosing the right time to remove stimulus will be challenging. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki visited with President Obama today at the White House. Rising violence in Iraq is likely to be on the agenda as the two men look for ways to stabilize the country. Barry Schwab reports.
Al-Maliki is looking for investment in his country, which rising violence could undercut. Lack of reconciliation between Sunnis, Shiites, and Kurds could be contributing to the renewed violence. On how to share the country's oil wealth, they have failed to reach agreement so far. President Obama has given no sign he would consider delaying the exodus of U.S. forces, which already have been removed from urban areas. His message to the Iraqi prime minister is likely to be that Iraqis have to work harder to resolve their differences and improve their security. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwab in Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the United States is concerned that North Korea might transfer nuclear technology to Myanmar. Clinton told reporters in Bangkok today that the U.S. and its allies are still seeking a commitment from the North to end its nuclear ambitions. She also said the U.S. has a plan to prevent Iran's influence in the Middle East if Tehran gets the nuclear bomb. Clinton is heading to the Thai resort of Phuket for meetings with Southeast Asian officials and to sign a treaty to ensure the peaceful resolution of disputes in the region. In Tokyo, the Nikkei average of 225 selected issues is up less than 1%. This is NPR News. Local governments in California are threatening court action to prevent enactment of a budget compromise between Governor Schwarzenegger and legislative leaders. They oppose a provision that would divert billions in funds raised by cities and counties for local projects. City and county governments contend the move would be unconstitutional. The budget agreement was reached on Monday, following hours of talks on closing the state's $26 billion budget deficit. A judge in New York says Governor David Patterson acted illegally earlier this month when he appointed a lieutenant governor. The judge says the move violates the state constitution. NPR's Jim Zaroli has the story.
Governor Patterson appointed Richard Ravitch, the former head of the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, as lieutenant governor, a post that has been vacant for more than a year. One reason he did so was that the state Senate is badly deadlocked because of a power struggle between Democrats and Republicans, and the lieutenant governor would have provided a tie-breaking vote. The governor argued that the Constitution gives him the right to appoint some temporary employees, but Senate officials challenged the move in court, and state Supreme Court Justice William LaMarca sided with them. He said under New York's Constitution, if a governor dies or resigns, the lieutenant governor succeeds him or her, and to allow an illegally appointed lieutenant governor to take office would do irreparable harm. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Again in stocks, Tokyo's Nikkei index was up less than 1% in trading today. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials rose 67 points and the Nasdaq gained 6. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.